Why aren't we talking about it on the radio?
Don Lemon.
From New York, Don Lemon. Good morning.
Good morning to you, sir. So let's talk about this and see what happens. You know, we spend a lot of time on the news covering people who fall from grace and become social pariahs, social outcasts. Donald Sterling is just the latest example. America loves a good redemption story for almost everyone. President Clinton, Charlie Sheen, Paula Deen, Martha Stewart, Kim Kardashian, Bill O'Reilly, David Letterman, Vanessa Williams, Elliot Spitzer, Rob Lowe, Hugh Grant, on and on and on. I can name a whole bunch. Martha Stewart went to prison. Charlie Sheen lost his job. Paula Deen lost millions of dollars. But why no second act for Monica Lewinsky? Monica Lewinsky, that name is back in the news. She is hoping to change that. Back in the news now after writing an article for Vanity Fair magazine, which is out today on the newsstand. On my CNN show, celebrity publicist Michael Levine told me this about it. He said certain people are very good at creating their own narrative, and some people are not. And she isn't. And it is true to say that she simply was not able, for whatever reason, over the past 15 years to create an alternative narrative. Bill Clinton is one of the great narrative creators of all time. He was, she wasn't. And in the end, people are where they are because of who they are, and they don't create their own narrative. History will do it for them if they don't do it. Monica Lewinsky all but disappeared, retreating from the public eye for more than a decade. Many people empathize with her over her relationship with the president, President Clinton, because it was the ultimate imbalance of power, right? Even Bill Clinton, in fact, in 2004, he told CBS News this. He said, "I did something for the worst possible reason, just because I could." He said, "I think that is just about the most morally indefensible reason anybody could have for doing anything." But most also realize that at the time, she was a grown woman. She was between 22 and 25 years of age when the affair happened. Old enough to make her own decisions, and she decided to have a sexual relationship with a sitting president. Even to this day, and even in that article, she still contends it was consensual. In my humble opinion, she has also decided in the last 15 years to hide, to largely run away from it and not to own her own story. Now, hear me out. I do have empathy for her. But Monica Lewinsky, by her own admission, has had plenty of opportunities in business and otherwise to write her own story and to navigate a new course for her life. She mostly has chosen not to. And while the public has largely moved on, she is the one who is not. She is stuck. Until now, in this article, it is about time that she moves on. In fact, it is past time. Not only is it time for her to move on, it is time for the American people to move on, too. And I'm sure Hillary Clinton wants her to move on, too, especially before the next 2 years.
Do you think this has anything to do with Hillary running?
I do. I think it has something to do with Hillary running in the sense that this is the only time that she could do it. She said she didn't want to wait 10 or 15 more years, because if she did it in the next 2 years, if Hillary does decide to run, people will say she's doing it to try to, you know, lambaste Hillary and to try to sidetrack her campaign. If she did it and Hillary did win, then they'll say she's trying to do it to derail her presidency. And then she's going to have to wait until after she's finished her presidency. This is the only time that she can do it. Otherwise,
but why
it's
do going it to
look like
all?
She has an agenda.
But why can't she do it?
No, but I mean,
she
why?
Can, of course. Yeah.
She's doing it.
Yeah,
she's doing it.
I think she wants to take her life back. But my thing is, listen, I do feel sorry for the girl. I don't feel that she's a martyr, because remember in the original stories where they said she snapped her underwear at the president and she said she was going to Washington to do, you know, and it's in the documents from Kenneth Starr. I feel sorry for her, but I also think that, you know, when you're someone who is 22, 25 years old, you kind of know what you're doing. Most women have children and mortgages and they have responsibilities when they're that age. I don't know why she wants to do it now, except that she wants to take back her own destiny. And I commend her for that. But I think she could have done that years ago, right, rather than now.
I don't think she was ready to do it then.
Well, she was ready to do it when she was 22.
Well, I mean, we all make bad choices.
Yeah. I think we don't come into our own minds in our 20s either.
Yeah, sometimes
I think
you don't,
right? We do a lot of
16 years.
Mm-hmm.
16 years.
But some people never come
Well, that's true. They become comedians.
Some decisions. or read the news.
Yeah. There you go.